Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone. Health. The following article is from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Corey Pelk. Instant coffee tied to almost sevenfold higher risk of vision problems, study finds. Researchers estimate that about 200 million people around the world are living with age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, an eye condition impacting a person's central vision, causing blurriness or other vision issues. Of the two types of AMD, most people have dry AMD, where damage to the eye's macula, an area located in the back of the retina, happens naturally with age. Wet AMD occurs when abnormal blood vessels grow in the back of the eye, harming the macula. There are several risk factors for AMD. Some of these risk factors are not changeable, such as age and genetics. Others are modifiable risk factors, such as smoking, weight, exercise levels, and diet. Specifically, following a healthy diet that is high in antioxidants like glutathione and zeaxanthin, minerals like zinc, vitamins C and D, and omega-3 fatty acids could help lower the risk for AMD. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss among the elderly in developed countries. Saiwei Liu, MD, a researcher in the Department of Ophthalmology for Shantai Hospital at Hubei University of Medicine in China, told Medical News Today, "And there is currently no cure. Identifying new modifiable factors is crucial for slowing disease progression, preserving vision, and improving patients' quality of life," Liu added. Liu is the lead author of a new study published in the journal Food, Science, and Nutrition, which has found that a combination of genetics and drinking instant coffee may increase a person's risk of developing dry AMD. For this study, researchers first obtained coffee consumption data for more than 500,000 participants from the UK Biobank Genome-Wide Association Studies, GWAS, summary statistics. Scientists broke participants into decaffeinated, ground, and instant coffee consumption groups. Scientists also obtained both dry and wet AMD data for adults 50 and over from the Fingen GWAS dataset. Coffee is one of the most widely consumed beverages worldwide and is rich in polyphenols and antioxidants that may offer neuroprotective effects, Liu explained. At the same time, growing evidence shows that genetics influence dietary practices. Studying the genetic predisposition to coffee consumption and its relationship with AMD risk may help reveal potential causal links between diet and eye diseases, the study author noted. Researchers used the collected data and a variety of methods to determine their study's findings, including Mendelian randomization and linkage disequilibrium score regression, LDSC, to evaluate any genetic correlations. At the study's conclusion, researchers identified an overlap between a person's genetic disposition toward drinking instant coffee and their risk for dry AMD. Additionally, with this genetic correlation, scientists found that drinking instant coffee, compared to other types of coffee consumption, increased dry AMD risk by about sevenfold. This genetic overlap suggests that there may be shared biological pathways or metabolic mechanisms connecting the preference for instant coffee with the risk of developing dry AMD, Liu said. It provides new insight into AMD pathogenesis and offers a potential direction for personalized prevention strategies, such as gene-informed lifestyle interventions. Researchers stated they did not find any association between coffee consumption and wet AMD risk. For the next steps in this research, Liu said she and her team plan to validate the association in independent populations and conduct functional studies to explore whether the metabolic pathways linked to instant coffee consumption are directly involved in AMD pathophysiology. "We also aim to perform longitudinal cohort analyses to clarify the causal relationship between coffee intake and AMD progression," Liu added. MNT had the opportunity to speak with David I. Geffen, OD, FAAO, Director of Optometric and Refractive Services at the Gordon Shandsland New Vision in La Jolla, California, about this study. "This study finds an interesting association with instant coffee and AMD," Geffen, who was not involved in the research, commented. "With our population living longer, AMD is one of the leading disabilities in the senior population. Any change in lifestyle to minimize this risk is well worth exploring. With a large increase in AMD seen in the United States, it is important to continue with vital research in this area, he added. The costs associated with caring and treating AMD patients, it is worthwhile to find ways to minimize the risk associated with this disease. Geffen said that while he found this research interesting, he would need to see a more direct association before he would tell patients not to drink instant coffee. He explained that, questions like how much instant were being consumed by those individuals with AMD. Also, is social economic class associated with this? Is there some lifestyle associated with risk in these individuals? This is way too early to make large assumptions about instant coffee drinking. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.